Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account, please?
06 Frank Edward Charlie Apple 84
06 FECA 84.
Correct.
And who am I speaking with?
My name is Dan.
Okay, Tech Dan, this is for, is that Rayak? Rayad? Hamis?
Yeah.
Oh, my. And could you verify the delivery address?
6664 West Caribbean Lane in Glendale, Arizona, 85306.
And how can I help you with this? This is a Home Depot PO.
It sure is. I need a trip charge.
Okay, and what happened?
I called them, left a message, told them I was on my way. I never got a call back. I get there, and their delivery came yesterday, but they refused it all. Because they had a problem with the delivery guys. So they had no appliances. They canceled their order through Home Depot, and I was not informed.
Okay.
I'm driving around. This is two jobs I had today, and both jobs were canceled. Nobody told me.
Oh, not a problem. We can get you set up. Okay. You said two jobs. I need to call Home Depot. Well, let me call the customer first. And this is, you said the customer refused the microwave and the dishwasher Home Depot delivery. When? Yesterday?
Yeah, he had all four appliances. He had a refrigerator and everything, but he just canceled his whole order because the delivery guys were not very nice to him and his wife for some reason. That's what he told me.
So,
I just trip charge.
Okay, now, I'm confused now. You said that's what he told you. So during the pre-call, that's what he told you?
No, he said I called him, left him a message, I was on my way. He never returned my call. I showed up and knocked on the door, and then I had a conversation with him.
Oh, okay. When you got upon arrival, not a problem. Let me place you on a brief hold to call the customer, and then I'll call Home Depot. May I place you on a brief hold? And then I'll get back with you when I call the customer. Hold one moment.